Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day. We thank God for making today possible. We bless the name of the Lord for seeing a glorious day like this. Today is the sixth day of the month of July, year 2022. The month of perfection. The month of a new thing. The month of celebration. The month of divine decoration. The month of enlargement. The month of favor. The month of your promotion. You are welcome. I pray that the Lord will perfect all that concerns you in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, I want you to trust God because the Lord is going to do a new thing in your life. We appreciate you, Lord, for all that you have done. We thank you, Father, for your hand of mercy upon us. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you so much for as many people that we have blessed who have listened to these prayers and they have also prayed along. Thank you for a lot of testimony we have received. Be exalted in Jesus' name. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Aha, beloved, if you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prayer Program. In this program, you must develop spiritual muscle to pray. Your prayer must go in high voltage. Your prayer must carry the power of enough is enough. I pray that the Lord will inject into you fire of prayers in the name of Jesus Christ. I appreciate the Lord and bless his name. Sing any song you love and worship him, and bless him and worship him with that song. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I have nothing to give you, but to thank you, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. I have nothing to give you, but to thank you, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Father. I want you to develop spiritual muscle now as we pray. As we begin to pray, the movement of the power of God will be upon your life, and the hand of God will rest upon you. And all that battle that you are confronting or that is confronting you shall be melted away. Open your mouth aggressively and pray this prayer very well. Say, I release confusion into the camp of my stubborn enemy in the name of Jesus. I release confusion into the camp of my stubborn enemy in the name of Jesus. I release confusion into the camp of my stubborn enemy in the name of Jesus. I release confusion into the camp of my stubborn enemy in the name of Jesus. I release confusion into the camp of my stubborn enemy in the name of Jesus. I release confusion into the camp of my stubborn enemy in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, every evil altar in the foundation of the house I am living, arresting my life, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar in the foundation of the house I'm living that is arresting my life, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar in the foundation of the house I'm living that's arresting my life, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar in the foundation of the house I'm living that's arresting my life, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar in the foundation of the house I'm living that's arresting my life, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar in the foundation of the house I'm living that's arresting my life, catch fire in Jesus' name. Pray, say, environmental strong man, release my destiny in the name of Jesus. Environmental strong man, release my destiny in the name of Jesus. Environmental strong man, release my destiny. Release my destiny in Jesus' name. Pray, say, any evil thing program into my life in the office, program into my life in the market, program into my life in the classroom, if you're a teacher, program into my life in my place of work, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Any evil thing program into my life in the office, go back to the sender, 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 go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Any evil thing program into my life in the office, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back. In Jesus' name we pray. That prayer is for somebody. Somebody programmed something into your life when it had a contact with you in the office, but that arrow has gone back to the sender now. Say, I paralyze every evil hand pointing against my blessing in the name of Jesus. I paralyze every evil hand pointing against my blessing in the name of Jesus. I paralyze every evil hand pointing against my blessing in the name of Jesus. I paralyze every evil hand pointing against my blessing in the name of Jesus. I paralyze every evil hand pointing against my blessing in the name of Jesus. I paralyze every evil hand pointing against my blessing in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, enough is enough. You stubborn pursuer, in the name of Jesus. Enough is enough. You stubborn pursuer, in the name of Jesus. Enough is enough. You stubborn pursuer, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Wonderful, wonderful. Say, I withdraw my name from the register of untimely death in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my name from the register of untimely death in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my name from the register of untimely death in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my name from the register of untimely death in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my name from the register of untimely death in Jesus' name. Pray. Any plan against that brother, I command the evil plan to scatter. Anyone that has been registered to die, I pray that the blood of Jesus will remove your name from that register. Every death by accident be cancelled by the blood of Jesus. Say, spirit of wastage assigned against my life, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of wastage assigned against my life, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of wastage assigned against my life, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of wastage assigned against my life, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of wastage assigned against my life, in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Say, I refuse to be subdued by the forces of wickedness in the name of Jesus. I refuse to be subdued by the forces of wickedness in the name of Jesus. I refuse to be subdued by the forces of wickedness in the name of Jesus. I refuse to be subdued by the forces of wickedness in the name of Jesus. I refuse to be subdued by the forces of wickedness in the name of Jesus. I refuse to be subdued by the forces of wickedness in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. Something is about to happen now. Now get a bottle of oil. Yes, now get a bottle of oil now. If you don't have, get a bottle of water. Father, let the oil and the water become supernatural. The anointing of fire, the anointing of deliverance, the anointing for signs and wonders, the anointing for healing, the anointing for creative miracle, enter into the water, enter into the oil. La coprakoska lekelebo pru, let's come be ali kareba. Let the oil receive fire, let the water receive fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Now get ready. I want you to drink a little and put some on your chest. Rub it on your chest. Drink a little and put some on your chest. Now lay your hand on your chest. We are praying these three prayer points aggressively. Say, I nullified every night arrow fired against my health in the name of Jesus. I nullify every night arrow fired against my health in the name of Jesus. I nullified every night arrow fired against my health in the name of Jesus. I nullify every night arrow fired against my health in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, every poison programmed into my blood, in the name of Jesus. Every poison programmed into my blood, in the name of Jesus. Every poison programmed into my blood, there, in Jesus' name we pray. That prayer is working for somebody there. Somebody say yes. Say, every death sentence passed against me in the spirit realm, be cancelled by the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Every death sentence passed against me in the spirit realm, be cancelled and be revoked. Every death sentence passed against me in the spirit realm, be cancelled, be revoked, be cancelled, be revoked in the name of Jesus. There's still one prayer point you need to pray. Thank you, Father. Say, dead animal programmed into my blood, in the name of Jesus. Dead animal programmed into my blood, there, in Jesus' name. Say, dead animal programmed into my body, come out by fire, in the name of Jesus. Dead animal programmed into my body, come out, in Jesus' name. Pray. Now take the oil and touch any part of your body that you want healing to take place right now. Lord, I address that part of the body. I command that part of your body to receive divine healing now, in the name of Jesus. Let the power in the blood of Jesus, the power of the Holy Ghost, move into that area. Let the leg be straightened. Let the hand be straightened. You arrow of stroke, Go back to the sender. You arrow of paralysis, go back to the sender. You arrow of arthritis, go back to the sender. You arrow of waist pain, go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. Thank you, Father. Something that just happened there. The evil arrow has jumped out and has gone back to the sender. Thank you, Father. You have your certificate here. I want to pray with it. I want to pray on it. Lord, we thank you for this certificate. We pray that every bewitching power, every bewitchment and bewitching power on this certificate be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Evil hand on this certificate, I command the evil hand to be roasted. Every evil hand on this certificate be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. I challenge this certificate right now. Receive the fire of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Wherever you present this certificate from now, there will be testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, yesterday we started a series on holy violence against foundational dream. Holy violence against foundational dream. And we quoted Matthew chapter 11 verse 12. That's our working scripture. We quoted it that according to Amplifier Bible, it reads, and from the days of John the Baptist, and meaning that it was not before like that, but and from the days of John the Baptist until the present time, until now, the kingdom of heaven has endured violence, has endured assault, and violent men seize it by force. They seize it by intensive exertion. They seize it by force. So in the spiritual realm, spiritual violence is needed. When you direct spiritual force into something, you cause injury and damage to happen immediately. So violence is allowed. Aggression is allowed. Intense violence is allowed to bring things down to the realm of the spirit. So you need to understand that one. You need to know that if you want to deal with foundational dreams, you must be violent. And I told you that when we are talking about foundation, we are talking about your roots. We are talking about things that are there in your life that you don't even know. Things that have been there in your family line before your father was born. Things that are already there and is wasting away, destroying destiny, caging lives in that family root. So when we are talking about violence against foundational dreams, we are now talking about dreams that reveal those things that are in your root. You know, God has helped us and he has given us the grace to have dreams that reveal to us in the realm of the spirit some of the things that we are not even aware of. So dream, that is why we say dreams are your spiritual monitors. They are revelations of the past or the futures. They are like spiritual code and symbols revealing something about your life. They are dark sayings showing you something about your life. They are like a windows to the spiritual world. So you don't play with that dream that you have. Now, beloved, what are the foundational dreams? What are the dreams that reveal to you the foundational battle? What are the dreams that give you a diagnosis of the kind of battle you are facing? Number one, like we told you yesterday, when you are seeing yourself constantly back in the village, it's a sign that you have a foundational battle to fight. You have foundational battle to fight. Two, when you are seeing a madman pursuing you or try to rape you, you have foundational battle to fight. Three, when you see yourself in your father's house and it's becoming constant, you have a lot of foundational battle to fight. When you are seeing yourself regularly in the house you live, when you are a child, or when you are growing up as a young fellow, you have foundational battle to fight. When you see yourself beside a roko tree and it's constant, you have foundational battle to fight. When you constantly experience sex in the dream and it's becoming regular, you have foundational battle to fight. When you see yourself beside river and it's becoming regular, you know, you are there beside the river. Sometimes you swim in the river. You see yourself in swimming with fishes. It's showing you a revelation of your foundation. When you are constantly being fed in the dream, it's showing you that there is something in your foundation you have to deal with. And that is why we are praying this prayer. So I'm going to stop here. And I want you to pray this foundational deliverance prayer. I want you to get ready. Confess your sin unto the Lord. Tell the Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, I am here. I need your touch in my life. I need your touch in my family. I need you to walk upon my life. I need to do a new thing in my life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now note, this prayer we are going to pray on your own. Give it 5 minutes. Give this prayer 5 minutes on your own. And I'm going to give you just about 5 of them now. 5 minutes on your own, making 25 minutes that you pray the prayer. So please pray the prayer very, very well. I want you to do it very well. As you pray, my God will work wonders in your life, and there will be testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. You pray like this. Say, every foundational power pursuing my star. In the name of Jesus. Every foundational power pursuing my star. In the name of Jesus. Every foundational power pursuing my star. In the name of Jesus. Every foundational power pursuing my star. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, wickedness in my foundation arresting my progress. In the name of Jesus. Wickedness in my foundation arresting my progress. In the name of Jesus. Wickedness in my foundation arresting my progress. In the name of Jesus. Wickedness in my foundation arresting my progress. In the name of Jesus. Wickedness in my foundation arresting my progress. In Jesus' name we pray. This is it now. Good. Say, Holy Ghost, visit my foundation with your fire and deliver me. Wonderful. Holy Ghost, visit my foundation with your power and deliver me in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, visit my foundation with your power and deliver me in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, visit your foundation with your power and deliver me in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, visit my foundation with your power and deliver me in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, visit my foundation with your power and deliver me in Jesus' name we pray. You now shout this one with aggression. Oh my God. Say, foundational problem in my life. In the name of Jesus. Foundational problem in my life. In the name of Jesus. Foundational problems in my life. In the name of Jesus. Foundational problem in my life. In the name of Jesus. Foundational problem in my life. In the name of Jesus. Foundational problems in my life. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, oh God, my Father, deliver me from foundational bondage in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, deliver me from foundational bondage in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, deliver me from foundational bondage in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, deliver me from foundational bondage in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, deliver me from foundational bondage in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Lord, I thank you for what you have done, and I appreciate you. Thank you for your hand of power in the life of these people. Yes, there's that sister there. You have been denied promotion two times now. Twice you have been denied promotion. This third time, God is going to give it to you. There's another sister here. Some panel have been formed against you, and they are planning evil. I scatter their tongue, and I pray you will receive favor. Yes, there is another brother As I'm talking to you right now, things are not working at all. But in the next 3 days, the Lord God will turn your situation around and there will be testimony. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I pray that that sister that had a dream that her right shoe was stolen, your right shoe was stolen in the dream, recover your shoe back in that dream and recover your marriage in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, I pray for that other brother there. The arrow fire into your marriage is going back to the sender. Yes, there is somebody listening to me now. Your husband just packed away from the house because of one complaint or the other. Please try to go for deliverance aggressively. And as you do that, your husband will come back immediately. Thank you, Father. Lord, we appreciate you for all that you have done. Work wonders in our lives in Jesus' name. We pray that the request will be answered. And all the prayer in the heart of your children shall receive divine approval. Thank you so much, O Lord. We glorify you for all that you have done. We pray that those looking for the fruit of the womb shall be blessed. Those who have not settled in marriage, God shall settle them. Those whose business has gone down, the Lord shall raise the business up. And I pray for those expecting their permanent residence, the Lord will visit you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I see breakthrough coming into the life of someone. Yes. I see the firstborn of a particular couple. Your firstborn has been under bewitchment for many years. But now that bewitching power has been broken. As a result of the prayer you have been praying, that bewitchment upon your son has been broken. Thank you, Father. And you will see that your son will make you proud. Thank you, Father. We appreciate you for all that you have done, Lord. We lift up your name. Be thou exalted in the name of Jesus Christ. Aha. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, you have testimony to share. We've received a lot of testimony and we continue receiving them. You have testimony to share. Please send it across to us. When you share testimony, you have God give you more. And when we pray on that, it will be a seal on that testimony and it becoming a permanent testimony in your life. Send it across to us to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. iFellowship@Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, 7th Avenue, First Tack Town. And our international headquarters is at number 13 on Last Symbol Street. Unique Sabuyaba, just behind the second gate of the University of Lagos and 10 minutes drive from Queen's College. God bless you in Jesus' name.